budget might show, he expects one state prison will close in the next year and another one will fully open. What would be good for the village of Thompson, Illinois, could be just the opposite for Pontiac. The Illinois Department of Corrections has announced it wants to close the maximum security Pontiac prison and shift inmates and jobs to northwestern Illinois. Democratic Senator Mike Jacobs, who is from northwestern Illinois, says despite separate and House and Senate budget plans that show no changes to the prison system, he expects the agency will move forward with its recommendation.
The department has the wherewithal to make these decisions internally. They have money appropriated. How they use that money is, you know, always subjective. But I believe that the director will do what he said he's going to do, and that's to close Pontiac and to open Thompson.
The department previously said the shift would save the state money, as Thompson is newer and considered more efficient. Those who work at Pontiac, though, would be offered transfers to Thompson. Pontiac leaders are still lobbying to keep the facility in their city open. State lawmakers are continuing to work on the budget deal, but Governor Rob Blagojevich and others are urging them not to forget about a capital construction program. Lawmakers are trying to get a budget hashed out and leave town by Saturday, or they'll have to go into overtime session. Blagojevich joined three legislative leaders to make another capital push yesterday at a statehouse news conference. Blagojevich says he's not linking the two issues, but he believes that they can get both done by this weekend. He wouldn't say how that might happen, though. House Majority Leader Barbara Flynn Curry says House Democrats are still willing to talk about capital building projects, but sees the chances of them happening as, quote, somewhere between little and nil. Urbana City officials are meeting with the sole finalist for the job of head administrator. Mayor Laurel Prussing says the candidate will meet with city staff members today. The city council held a closed-door meeting to meet with the candidate yesterday. Prussing says a final decision on the candidate will come after a background check. Mayor Prussing removed Urbana's previous head administrator last year. Bruce Walden had been the chief administrative officer since 1991. He says Prussing removed her in a disagreement over a fire department budget item. Prussing would only cite issues of trust between the two. Urbana has operated without a head administrator for the past year. The R. Kelly child pornography trial let out early yesterday, and a new witness has come forward. Natalie Moore reports.
A witness contacted Kelly's defense team. He says he has information that could impeach the testimony of a state witness. Lisa Van Allen was expected to be the prosecutor's bombshell witness on Wednesday. She supposedly had a three-way sexual encounter with Kelly and the alleged underage victim. A source says the new witness could testify about Van Allen's character and motive, all in the defense's favor. The defense and prosecutors need time to interview the surprise witness. He might take the stand today. Kelly is charged with 14 counts of child pornography. He's pleaded not guilty. The alleged victim denies she's on the tape. So far, a parade of witnesses has testified that they know the identity of the female in the 27-minute video. I'm Natalie Moore.
In the last half hour or so, a taxi cab jumped a curb in downtown Chicago. It hit pedestrians on the sidewalk. There's little information on that. The Chicago Fire Department, though, says at least four people have been seriously or critically injured after that accident in downtown Chicago this morning. We'll have details later. The Illinois Disciples Foundation building on the University of Illinois campus will soon become a site for retail and office space. The foundation has sold a facility at Springfield and Wright to JSM Development. It's expected to assume ownership July 1st. IDF Executive Director Jen Tyabji says upkeep of the large building got in the way of other duties.
It comes to the point where financially and time-wise, we just, you know, couldn't maintain our mission and keep up the building. So hopefully with the sale, we will be able to devote all of our time to our mission and not be distracted.
The financial terms weren't disclosed. The IDF will move to the third floor of a building in downtown Champaign. She says it will be a temporary home. The group calls itself a pioneering campus ministry, and it assesses its future plans while the temporary location is used. Jill Guth, the director of development for JSM, says they plan to start marketing the former Disciples Foundation building to potential tenants right away. Authorities suspect arson in a fire that destroyed a covered bridge at a city park in Terre Haute. The bridge was engulfed in flames early yesterday morning when firefighters got to Deming Park. Terre Haute Fire Department spokesman John Gardner says the fire was definitely arson because there was no electricity on the wooden bridge. He says they have no leads, but fresh bicycle tracks were found near the bridge. The 30-foot-long bridge was built in the 90s to resemble historic covered bridges in the western Indiana area. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, time for another in-depth weather update with Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, the temperature is on the rise quickly this morning.
It is indeed. It's up to 61 degrees right now, and we've had several days this month where the temperature has not gotten much above that. Today it will. It will get up near average. Our average high is 78.
And no rain in the forecast for today, but tomorrow sounds like a day that we'll have to keep an eye on things.
That's true. The only rain in the two-state area expected today will be in northern Illinois and especially northwestern Illinois. Looks like there might be a few showers near Galena. Thunderstorms right now in northeastern into almost east central.